Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. And of course, as you just heard, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Joining me today, once again, is Big Shot, beautiful Big Shot Bob.
What's happening? What's up, Periscope?
What's up, Mr. Periscopians?
If y'all want to get in on the show, you can call my phone, 919-943-2044. We will put you on the show. And we'd love to hear your comments.
Absolutely, man. That was a good thing there.
Again, 919-943-2044.
And you can subscribe to us for free on Spreaker.com.
What was that number again so I can call?
919-943-2044. Scott, don't call me. And we all know who this gentleman right here is.
Who is this?
The real Scott Eli.
What's happening? I was going to say Mr. No Days Off.
Yeah,
Mr. Day Off now today. What's up, guys? I'm repping the Bullet Club today.
Are you? Yeah, I got my Dallas Cowboys jersey on. I mean, WrestleMania 32 jersey on, so I'm good. Same thing.
WrestleMania.
That's right, man. We'll talk about that a little bit. Let me tell you, Dallas is nice, dude. I was at home. I told my wife I don't want to come back. I'm good.
I mean, Dallas, Texas, if you had to live somewhere, that's one good place to live.
The stadium. Go ahead, bash it.
What?
Go ahead. I know you want to bash it.
What? The stadium?
You want to bash Dallas. Go ahead.
What? I'm just saying more titles were won at WrestleMania than ever in that stadium. So, I mean.
It's true. I'm not lying.
Green Bay won a Super Bowl title there. I mean, other people and other teams have won titles. Just not the home team, unfortunately.
Nah. not yet. We're
They've won a division title.
Hey, that's as big as anything, right?
Even on the grandest stage, their Wi-Fi fails.
We'll talk about that on another show and a little bit later for the dummies. I can't believe that because I was on Periscope the whole – at least the first 10 minutes of the show. Nope, couldn't get on the – Yeah, they had Wi-Fi issues. How do you have a Wi-Fi issue at AT&T Stadium?
It's Jerry's World. Anything can happen.
It's AT&T. No, I'm not bashing AT&T. I don't use their phone services, so I can't personally speak on it. But obviously it's not that great if a big event comes through your town and something doesn't go right. Can't scan tickets in. You got people waiting in the concourse to get in. The event's already started. People are like, hey, wait, stop. I'm not getting my money's worth. I flew in from North Carolina.
Isn't that just like the Cowboys, like in general? Something great's going to happen, but yet something breaks.
Yeah, that happens.
The quote, Mr. Stephen A. Smith, accident waiting to happen. Damn.
I can't argue with any of that. I mean, you know, it's not like we have a Super Bowl victory or anything else, so I can't really argue that fact. But anyway, we got a great show today. First and foremost, I do want to talk about the Hall of Fame class here in a little bit. We're going to talk about next show tomorrow. But right now we're going to go into the UNCC Villanova, the Final Four games. Of course, Villanova won national title, as everybody knows now. What do you guys think of the game? I'm going to play the highlight here in a second. What do you guys think of the game?
Go ahead and hear that highlight, man. I love hearing that highlight. It's a little delayed right now. So
way to go. Way to go.
We must have an AT&T service in here as well, huh?
With Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Oh! Oh! I didn't realize the fireworks was in the stadium. No offense. That makes my skin crawl.
Why is that?
Well, two things. First of all, you got UNC in the game. Then you got a school from Philadelphia. It was a no-win situation for me.
I mean, Philadelphia deserved something.
I'd rather see Nova win than UNC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Villanova, they were the best team in the tournament. Look what they did to get there. They destroyed Miami. They beat Kansas, who had been probably the best team all year. They absolutely obliterated Oklahoma. Oklahoma didn't even look like they belonged in the NCAA tournament.
Did you watch the game? Because I didn't watch. I wanted to talk about the Oklahoma game for a second.
I did watch the second half. I came in the second half of the game, and it was close when I came in because they were only up like 12 at halftime. And then I was going to Viva La Chicken to pick up, you know, some pollo, a couple sides. And next thing you know, it's Villanova scores. Villanova steals the ball. Villanova scores again. Oklahoma just can't get right. Buddy Hill turns it over again. And then 25-0 run later, Villanova is up 40-plus points. It was incredible, man. I mean, they ran through the ACC and the Big 12, and they deserve to win the national championship.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. I was leaving a restaurant, and they just happened to have the post-game conference. I was like, what was the score? What? For a Final Four game?
Well, I just got done with WrestleMania, the Hall of Fame class, because I went to Hall of Fame. And I looked at the phone. I was like, what? 92-51?
Something like that.
What?
Yeah. It was a beat.
Did they even show up?
John Thompson was happy. John Thompson was like, see? They lost to Villanova in 85. It was not a fluke. They have a good program.
Come on. They haven't been that good. This was one of those years they put it all together finally.
I mean,
because I think they've had better teams in the past.
And, I mean, the criticism and the ridicule Jay Wright has been taking the past couple years because he's had good teams.
But he deserves it.
They've got number one seeds. Exactly. He deserved it because they were getting knocked out in the second round. They couldn't even get to the Sweet 16.
This is the first time since 2008, 2009, they actually made it past the second round because they made it to the Final Four that year.
And Jay Wright, I've always thought, was a pretty good coach, but him not getting that far always diminished his legacy, put a tarnish on his image. This right here puts him up there now.
It was definitely surprised me. I mean, Villanova winning the title, I didn't think they would win. I had them going out the first round because I thought Villanova was overrated.
I said a few weeks ago I felt like they would make a deep run, at least to the Elite Eight. And when they beat Kansas, I was like, man, they're probably going to win the whole thing. Because they shut Perry Ellis down. And then they held Buddy Hield, the nation's leading scorer, to 9 points.
Hobler's on Periscope. He's one of our Periscopians right now. He said he went to the Mavs game last night. We will talk about the Mavs and Rockets games.
What they are doing.
Is that a thing, Periscopian?
No, they're my Periscopians.
I think there's got to be a better word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it. Yeah, we'll figure out a different word to use. All right, there you go. So I guess saying all that, you won the bracket challenge?
Yes, sir. Since we don't have the other person here anymore, I won't make you wear the shirt I was going to make you wear. It was going to be great, too, man. You would have loved that shirt.
Dude, I don't care. Whatever shirt you got, man, that's what I'm going to
wear. I got to go get it printed up.
You got to get it printed out? Oh, my goodness. I didn't do all that. I just went home and had one of my jerseys.
Well, I don't own any jerseys, so I have to go get a T-shirt printed.
All right.
Wait, you don't own any jerseys?
You know, I don't own any jerseys. I used to.
You ain't got one jersey?
I don't have one jersey.
Man,
I'm in my 30s now. I feel like wearing another man's name on my back.
Wow, that's deep, man. That's really deep.
I can wear the low deep team in the morning. Logo all day long, but yeah, I'm Cam Newton. I'm Luke Kuechly. No, I'm not. I'm a fan.
So. You're real about it. All right. No, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
And did you know how much these jerseys are going for? I can't see myself shelling out $200-$300 for a jersey.
Agreed.
No, it can get a little bit crazy. Trust me, somebody that has a few, it can get really crazy.
But you would probably get a WNBA jersey for like $25. That'd probably be the route to go.
We're looking at our.
The thing is, nobody would believe it's a real jersey because nobody watches the WNBA. Right?
That's true.
You haven't heard of Sky?
It's horrible. Dude, I don't even want to look at this. This is absolutely horrible. You won with 1,000 total points. I came in fourth. Wow. I have 560.
Ouch.
It's a horrible season. I did better last year with Wofford.
You did. You needed Wofford in the tournament this year.
Yeah. So you actually won by 70 points over Jay Romo, and then EZ was third, and I was fourth. But you know what we're good at? NHL brackets. Wins is getting ready to come up. Oh, you see? It's a nice little plug.
Are you ready for this year?
We are doing this year.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Can I go ahead and take the Chicago Blackhawks?
No, we got to talk about $1. We got to talk about that.
No. No, you're not allowed to.
We're not taking the Blackhawks this year. But we're going to talk about it on segment four of the show today. So we're going to talk about the bracket challenge for that because that's the next challenge we got going. But some other NCAA news, sorry. Where does this game rank? A lot of people say the Villanova-UNC game was the best championship game of all time.
I mean, it's definitely up there. I don't think it's as memorable as the Jim Valvano 83 run. Because that team was under 500 going into the tournament and end up having to win the ACC tournament just to get into the NCAA tournament and then beating the Houston Cougars, who were heavy favorites that year with five slammer jammer. I think that was probably a better game, a better story anyway.
Better story. But, I mean, how many championship games have come down to a last-second shot to win it all?
Not many. Not many at all.
In that kind of fashion.
That was crazy. I mean, the Marcus Paige shot was insane. Yeah. And then Chris Jenkins walking into that three – knocking it down with no time left. What was Bryce Johnson doing?
I know.
That's my question. Bryce, your only job at that point is why are you running to the paint? Nobody's going to the paint. There's 4 seconds left. They're not going to be able to get to the paint.
Right.
Chris Jenkins has shot 66 more three-pointers than anybody else on that team. So, obviously, if he gets the shot, he's probably going to shoot a three. Somebody should have been up guarding this guy.
What I didn't get to watch again, so I can't say I think it's the greatest game of all time. I would still think Jordan hitting the shot against Georgetown back in the early 80s, 82. That was that's still as the best championship game I can remember.
I mean, Connecticut and Duke a few years ago, about 15 years ago, with Rip Hamilton, Khalid El-Amin versus Shane Battier and those boys. That was a very good game as well.
Yeah, but it's Connecticut. Nobody cares.
Connecticut?
Sorry. I forgot.
They have more championships this last 15 years, and how many does NC State have?
We got two.
What, like 50 years ago?
It doesn't matter. We got two.
Yeah, UConn is a great program.
No, I'm kidding.
They
are a really good program.
They are worth the talk.
Yes, they are definitely. I think it can be one of the greatest games ever, but because I'm gonna go back and watch it again. No, I can't. I can't go back and watch a Carolina game. I can't do it. I can't put myself. It's like watching Duke. I can't watch Grayson Allen ever again.
I mean, as if you were rooting for Carolina, you had to be nervous because you were 7 for 9 for the 3-point line in the first half. You are the worst three point shooting team in the country. But you were 7 for 9 in the first half, and you were only up 5 points. That wasn't a good sign for you. You weren't playing your game. You weren't dominating in the paint. You weren't destroying the offensive glass like you've been doing all year long.
Well, you had to know if this game came down close, Villanova was going to win the game.
Absolutely,
because Carolina doesn't play well if it's a close game.
Their half court execution is atrocious because Roy Williams isn't a half-court X and O's guy.
Yeah.
He wants to get the ball. He wants to run. He wants the score to be up in the 90s. Villanova did a great job not turning the ball over, playing within themselves, playing with pace, and hitting enough shots.
What will you guys remember from this year's tournament the most?
The reaction at the end of the game from the Carolina games, from fans, jubilation, to devastation in the matter of 5 seconds.
Do you have anything you remember?
Probably the memes for the rest of the off season. I just got to look at this. Until October, November. That's all I'm going to be seeing.
It was incredible. The Jordan meme will not go away. Michael, I'm sorry, man. We love you. You're still the GOAT, but that cry face is just hilarious.
Dude, it's great. And did you see the meme where he was sitting two rows behind the lady that was sitting up front? How did this woman get the better seats than I got? That's what the meme said. How did this woman get better seats than I got?
She had to be a mom of the player or something.
Probably.
Still, really? You're going to sit in front of Jordan, though?
Jordan doesn't want to be too close to anybody anyway.
Well, maybe they want him too close to the bench because they think he might try to want to coach him.
And what about Jay Wright's reaction to winning the game? It's just like, as soon as Chris Jenkins let go of the ball, you hear him say, gotcha. And then he walks out. He just stone cold look like, dude, you just won the national championship. Show some emotion.
He's too cool for school. He probably saved it for the locker room.
What were you expecting, like an Adam Morrison crying in the middle of the court?
He was wearing a $4,000 suit. I know. He couldn't get that messed up.
George Clooney couldn't get that messed up. I got you. Some other college basketball news. Bryce Drew agrees to deal with Vanderbilt to take over. 6-year deal.
That's a good move for Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt needs something.
They still got a team?
I'm about to say, do they still have a basketball team? Well, I didn't even know that.
The Commodores. I mean, they play in the SEC. It's a good move. Bryce Drew can recruit. He has the name. He has a little legacy in the NCAA tournament. That shot he hit a few 20 years ago?
I think it's good for him to get away from his daddy's shadow. Yeah, it's always good to create your own.
And you're going to get a crap load more money coaching at Vanderbilt than you will at Valparaiso.
Well, you're playing in a SEC, first of all, and so you should get better players. And the guy can recruit. He did it at Valpo. If you recruit somebody to Valparaiso,
you might be able to find somebody to go to Vandy.
And I mean, you're in maybe. The SEC, so you only really have to worry about Kentucky. A&M had a shock year where, hey, they were, co-champions in the SEC or something. But where Texas A&M.
There's no dominant team after Kentucky.
You just have to worry about Kentucky. You know, have a shot in that.
You got Florida recruits well, Georgia recruits well, but LSU recruiting well, but besides that.
But it's up and down. Kentucky's the only one that's actually consistently dominant.
Exactly. Maybe it'll help the conference. Actually,
they need something.
Do good. So,
because they got Ben Simmons to come to that conference, and Ben Simmons couldn't even get in the NCAA tournament.
He couldn't make class. Anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, he should totally went to Carolina.
Oh, yeah, they would have gave him a 5.9 GPA. Oh, this guy is the smartest guy ever.
Former NC State Arizona State coach Herb Sendick is new coach at Santa Clara. Good. Good riddance.
Santa Clara plays Carolina every year, don't they?
Yeah, but preseason? His style of play is so slow. It's the half court, the Ivy League type of play. It doesn't work for him.
Well, you got to play with the recruits you got. And if you don't have the recruits to run, you better slow that thing down. Better do what the Dallas Mavericks are doing right now.
Slow it down?
Slow it down.
Well, their excuse is
you're getting hobbled going, aren't you?
I was going to say, their excuse is they're an old team. You don't need to be playing old man ball in college.
That's
if you're playing
true.
Old man ball in college, you got more problems than
moving. Y'all got anything else for men's basketball that wrapped the season up?
I don't like how you said men's basketball.
What? We're getting ready to talk about women's.
Okay, I'm going to go use the bathroom then.
It won't be long. Don't worry. It's just a blowout.
Can't wait till next season. Congratulations, Villanova. Way to go, Wildcats. Sorry, Carolina, that y'all had to win it this year because it's going to be a while before you're all back up there again.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
I can't wait till next season.
If you're the Mavs, do you want to play the Warriors or Spurs in the playoffs? Neither.
Neither.
But if you're Mark Cuban, you're happy for the bonus money you're going to get. And if you're a Mavs player, you're happy for the bonus money you're going to get.
Be honest with you, I would rather play the Warriors than the Spurs in the playoffs in the first round.
Most definitely.
Because I think you could pull a game or two off. against the Warriors.
Yeah, if the Warriors have a subpar shooting night, you can definitely beat them. And the Spurs' defense is just nasty.
They're just so consistent, too.
We'll talk more about that in the next segment. The NCAA Women's Final Four was also this week. UConn beat Syracuse to win their fourth straight NCAA title. Any thoughts on the game or the tournament?
I don't even know why they have women's college basketball, because it's just going to be UConn every year.
Well, it won't be them next year.
Why not?
They'll get a good class in, but I don't know if he can take all those new freshmen and win another
national. He did it 4 years ago.
I mean, South Carolina will be back with a vengeance. Notre Dame will be pretty good. The Lady Baylor Bears will be all right. The Syracuse women, this Lady Orange will be better. It's just going to be hard for them to win five titles.
But, I mean, you're getting – when you're UConn women's,
yeah,
you're getting the best of the best in women basketball players in the country.
You're getting the cream.
Everybody wants to go there.
You're basically Kentucky of men's basketball every year, but – in men's basketball.
But they win championships.
Right, but in women's basketball, there's like no even UNC team that recruits that good.
I mean,
compared to Kentucky.
Geno can recruit, but he doesn't even have to anymore. It's just, okay, do you want to win a championship, you know, two or three?
You want to be on TV, the only ladies team that's probably going to be on TV consistently?
Then come to UConn. Come to stores. Yeah, exactly. It'll be on TV.
Play for one of the greatest coaches of all time.
I think they're on TV more than WNBA.
When did women's college players start to leave early?
They started this trend. I think Brittany Griner really started the trend. She came out early after her junior year. I mean, it's happening.
Okay.
I mean, you win a national title in college, there's nothing else for you to prove.
It's just like men's. If you have a chance to take the money, take the money.
Take the money. I understand you got to take it. Geno says that a dominant team helps any sport. I agree. If there's a dominant team, people will love you or hate you, and it helps the sport.
I agree. It's publicity regardless. It's just going to bring more eyes to the sport. You know, women's college basketball doesn't get enough eyes. That's probably some of the best basketball, like fundamental basketball, you'll see. Hey, I like it.
Yeah, especially for women's ball. Connecticut hasn't won four titles in a row in three straight seasons of undefeated seasons. Who would be talking about college basketball, women's college basketball, besides Rebecca Lobo and Kara Lawson?
That's true.
I love their game. They play the game the correct way. They move the ball. They play with a lot of offensive fluidity.
Try to teach you. Pass, 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 shoot.
Exactly. I don't know what they can do to help the game. Maybe if they lowered the goal to 9 feet so women could catch lobs or something and have a couple highlight dunks, people would tune in. I mean, that's the only really thing that's missing from women's ball is they don't have the high-flying acrobats that the men's game has.
The thing is, though, women can dunk. There's girls that can actually, you know, throw down. They just don't. It's just not the style that they play.
And, I mean, as a fan of basketball, I like to see the dunks. I want to see dunks.
Well, we need to see the dunks. And, Hobler, we were talking about the Warriors. I know most of us said that they would break the record, but, you know, and you said they were tight, so we'll talk about that. But, yeah, college basketball or women's college basketball, I think dominant team helps. They just need more – they need another team to step up to play with UConn that can actually get them a game. 30-point blowout wins is not a great thing. They need to have some closer games in the tournament especially. But there's no other program that has stepped up. Baylor was the closest, I thought, with Brittany Griner that can actually step up and take UConn out.
I mean, Tennessee not too long ago had a decent women's program, but
you got to get the talent, man. If you don't get the talent, you can't compete.
Again, it should be the other coaches need to step their game up if they want to actually contend with UConn.
I'm interested to see what happens next season, though.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see. Let's go into we're gonna do our patrolling segment this week.
BSS Carolinas presents Pod Trolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
Sorry, man. Scott.
Now that I'm deaf.
That Twitter bird was...
Well, I keep my headphone levels normally high.
I forgot that was in there, man.
I forgot it was that close. the first one I got is... Do you have any? I know you say you had some.
John Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier. My goodness. If you haven't heard, they're going to fight at UFC 200. So they get on Twitter and they start commenting each other. First, John Jones throws out, change your tampon, ice your shin splints, and be ready for UFC 200. My practice is starting. I'll check in later for your answer. This answer of yours. Cormier responds, "What's your question, John?" And he responds back, "Oh, you playing dumb? You can't answer a question." And he said, "Here's another question. Why are we still waiting for the answer for your first question? Are you hurt or are you injured?" Cormier, you know, has been back in and out of the fight. And Cormier says, "Man, of course I want to fight you. You're 10-1 favorites. We want to whoop your ass, you know. We want to fight you. This simple." And John Jones goes, laugh out loud, "Who's we? You and your vagina?"
Wow.
And it just goes back and forth for a little bit, man, but these guys do not like each other. John Jones has already beaten up Daniel Cormier before, so he's looking forward to whooping his ass again. But you got to love that, man. You got to love your athletes going at each other.
Yeah, and Cormier since is withdrawn from the fight, and now it's John Jones and who?
Let me see. He posted it out here.
It's all right. We'll go back and look at it.
Oh, his Twitter handle is at 003_OSP. Let me see.
Oh. I know you're talking about. The other one I had, in case you didn't see, Mike Tyson tweeted out, congrats to University of Cincinnati women's basketball team. For a national championship win.
Cincinnati?
Yeah. Mike, come on, man.
I think he's still battling way too many concussions.
I mean, that might... We'll just cough it up to auto-correction. He was probably trying to spell Connecticut, and it started going towards Cincinnati, so they just corrected it for him. Oh, the fighter's name is Ovince St. Preux.
Oh, okay, St. Preux. I know you're talking about.
If there wasn't a chance at Mike Tyson... was listening to the show, I would do my Mike Tyson voice, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm not messing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson. I would leave Mike Tyson alone.
Did you have another one you said?
That was it? That was the main one for me.
The other one I got a couple. Gerardo Rivera tweets another one, that Villanova Wildcats beat the Carolina Panthers in the national title game.
I saw that.
Getting closer. At least they got Carolina right.
He said Carolina Panthers didn't lose. The Wildcats won it. Well, I guess, but the Tar Heels still lost the game.
Well,
so
I mean, it's,
they did lose.
It still kind of worked because they still got Carolina and loser. So,
yeah, the Panthers lost too. So, I mean, he was right. Somewhat.
He was somewhat right. At least he was in the.
He mashed up the two sports.
At least he was in the zip code. I mean, you know, it's not like
Cincinnati,
right?
See, why do Cincinnati. They have to be Carolina Tar Heels? Why can't they be the Chapel Hill Tar Heels?
I don't know. That's a good question. The next one I got is Gronkowski on April 1st does a April Fool's joke catching Brady slipping. He was slapping. He was napping. I mean, he slid the quarterback's hand into a bowl of warm water on April Fool's. Dude.
Are you sure he was sleeping and Gronk didn't just knock him out?
He might have. He probably did.
Well,
Gronk make joke.
Brady is damn near 40. You know he has to get his naps in.
Winning those championships takes a lot out of you, I guess.
Trying to keep up with Giselle takes a lot out of you, man.
That's right. In case you didn't know, Deladon and Taurasi went back and forth this week over remarks lowering the rim in women's hoops. You think they should lower the rim?
Maybe.
Not really. I think
would it make a difference for Deladon and Taurasi, both of them outstanding shooters and scorers?
Yeah, I think it should stay at 10 because I've faced some female basketball players in my days, and they can.
Some of them girls can move.
Yes, they can ball.
Don't kid yourself.
Is Taurasi even still playing? I thought she was coaching.
She plays. She was in Russia. She was in another. She's playing in another country.
They pay better overseas than women's basketball players.
Hobla says it would be a lot more fun to watch if they lowered the rim.
Because, like I said, there'll be more dunks.
But then it almost become like the NBA. That's the thing. It's a different style of play.
And that's kind of what makes it different. But I get, you know, the whole thing. The next one is Steve Smith goes at Greg Hardy for Greg Hardy's recent interview. In case the great Arlington, Texas, it was great. I'll tell you more about it later. But in case you didn't, Greg Hardy went on Adam Schefter and said he never did anything wrong. But then, he never put a hand on a woman. And then later on, he was like, I made a mistake. So it made him look more foolish than he is now. And then Steve Smith sends a tweet out. So I guess she just tripped on the rug, right?
The thing is, though,
she must have.
Why is Steve Smith? Steve Smith should be the last person commenting.
One, he ain't never hit a woman that we know of.
But, I mean, he's been in many fights. I mean.
At least he's fighting dudes.
Yeah, at least he's fighting guys.
Blindsiding
man.
Dudes.
But he's fighting guys.
He fights like a woman. The thing is, a guy who has been violent in the past, even just on the football field, I shouldn't be commenting on it. I could see if it was. Well, heck, I can't remember. If it was like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or RG3 or. You know, somebody who hasn't been involved in anything like that.
I can get that. But, you know, I mean, it's just at some point, when is Greg Hardy going to get it? When is he going to – the first thing he needs to do is like, yeah, dude, I made a mistake. We need to move on. But it's not. It's not like I'm still the victim.
I like the thing, I was never convicted. Yeah, you were.
You were convicted. You got
– You won the appeal because
– You paid her off. Not to show up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but the man's will never get it. I get the other guys are tired of hearing about it. I think that's the reason Steve Smith sent the tweet out.
I think
people are tired of it.
I think he wants to get into a fist fight with Greg Hardy. Like, come try that on me, Greg Hardy.
Right. The last one that we'll talk about real fast is Fontese Burfict and D'Angelo Williams going back and forth on Twitter.
Oh man, if Cincinnati and Pittsburgh already didn't have a rivalry, here we go.
The first one was D'Angelo. Let me start up here at the top. I think you didn't even play. Vontaze Burfict said you didn't even play nor help your team, yo team. And I'm happy still being y'all's head 4 months later. D'Angelo comes back. I'm just happy you unblocked your Twitter account. What are you doing when you're not costing your team games? And then Burfict comes back. Not a great comeback. I'll teach you how to keep my name out mouth, though. Remember how I have to tackle you. Then D'Angelo comes back. We'll be looking forward to it after your vacation. Give everyone my regards, please. Burfict says, oh, my bad. Le'Veon Bell is way better than you. Why am I talking to a SHIT to a backup? Let me stop. And then D'Angelo's like, yeah, you're right. I am backing up the best back in the league. You're talented, but your ability to control yourself hold you back. Dude, I mean, these two teams do not like each other whatsoever. And you bring back Burfitt, who's the dirtiest player in the league.
You know he's going to be looking to injure D'Angelo Williams just like he injured Le'Veon Bell this year. He's going to try to do him just as dirty.
And let me tell you, D'Angelo Williams had one of the best seasons of his career this year when Le'Veon Bell went out. So he wasn't a slouch running back this year by any means.
My only thing with D'Angelo Williams is, why did we have to cut you for you to get motivated to want to get in shape and be a dominant runner again? We loved you down here in Carolina, man.
Absolutely.
Damn.
He was comfortable.
I guess.
So. But, you know.
I guess they're trying to upstage the Steelers and Ravens rivalry by making it the Steelers and Bengals. But
I mean, it looks like it.
Hey, I wouldn't piss that man off. He's willing to lay a dirty hit on somebody exactly. And doesn't care about a suspension. So I'm just saying, I wouldn't piss a guy off like that.
I wouldn't make him mad either. All right. Well, you guys got anything else for the show today?
As always, sports is life.
I got nothing. It's
too early. You ain't got nothing too early?
It's too early.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on Periscope, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show coming up next. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Side
Catch
piece.
Us everywhere. Town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison.